Brad, joining us in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair is Mary Ann Heffernan. Mary Ann's sister, Joyce Stockmull, was murdered, only to see her killer freed from prison last year. And so she spoke yesterday at the Judiciary Committee hearing on House Bill 5576 regarding a proposed online registry for convicted murderers. And she joins us now. Mary Ann, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mary Ann, every time, I've got to tell you this, every time I speak with you and think of you when we talk about what you have been through, I want you to know that a prayer goes out, too. It's just unbelievable what you have done and what you are continuing to do. And I just wanted you to know that.
That's really kind of you. I really appreciate it, and my whole family appreciates it. That's just, it's something that really helps us to feel like we're not alone in this. So I appreciate your kind words, Brad, and extend my thanks to all of you guys for your support in helping us to raise this awareness of these issues.
Mary Ann, did the committee take a vote on this bill?
No, it's really early in the process, but yesterday was a public hearing for a number of different bills that were on the docket for them, and this was just one of a bunch of other bills that they listened to. So it was really the process of hearing public comment and comment from elected officials as well who had, you know, their issues that they wanted to bring to their attention. And really just a chance to get things rolling, to move this thing forward so that the rest of our legislators can have a chance to discuss and hopefully act positively on it.
How does it feel to you? Does it feel that we're going to get this?
You know, honestly, my gut didn't tell me so yesterday when I left there, only because it's really a difficult process to sit through. The ability for those legislators to sit all day long and listen to speaker after speaker bring forth their concerns, and some of them very passionate pleas for support on the different bills. I don't know how they decide without hearing from the public, from the people who are voting for them, which way to vote. It's got to be from their perspective, and I tried to think about their perspective, overwhelming to hear so many people come in, or maybe not so many, but to have people come before them and to point out specific things that they feel need to be changed in our laws. I don't know how they know how to act unless the people, all of us, you know, let them know and reach out and constantly keep them focused on the things that we feel are most important.
Well, Mary Ann, let me tell you something. If they're thinking about doing this for dogs, okay? Mm-hmm. They're thinking about doing it for dogs. You don't think that we should know in the neighborhoods who the murderers are? This is just something to me that should be done just for the people.
Well, a couple of points. So I heard some disturbing terminology used that caught my attention. One representative, not for my comments, but for somebody speaking prior to my comments about another important issue, used the term vigilante justice or vigilante. And I took offense to that as it regards to these registries. It's not about getting revenge and finding these people to do them harm. It's about protecting the rest of us, all of us, from them, from being parts of our society, especially those, particularly those who are not exonerated of their violent crimes. You know, these are people that are living amongst us, and we have a right to know that these people, we might cross their paths. And if we want to protect ourselves, we need to know that they're living among us.
And you know, Mary Ann, as you so eloquently stated before the committee, this is a part of life that these convicted murderers have given up even after they're set free. They're going to have to live with this for the rest of their life, and the public needs to know that they live in those neighborhoods. That's some of the freedom they gave up when they engaged in this activity.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of the opponents will say that these people, you know, they've done their time, they're getting out, and they need to start their lives over and have a chance. Well, they made their choice that put them in the position of having this on their records, first of all. You know, nobody made them take a life. Nobody created those situations but themselves. So they need to take accountability for that. And that's all we're saying is that these people need to be accountable to the rest of society. They have harmed the innocent people, all of us, with their actions.
There's no question. I can't understand this at all, but then I understand some lawyers, and you know, it's okay to kill somebody. It's all right. And then let them out, and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't know where they are. I mean, that is absurd.
Right. It does, you know, and you raise a point, you know, so here's a simple solution. Stop letting them out.
Yes.
Stop letting these convicted killers out and back into society. If you've got overcrowded prisons, then let's look at the lesser crimes. Let's look at the people who can be rehabilitated. People who commit this type of violence against another human being have proven they cannot live in civilized society. They don't need to be out. They shouldn't be out.
As evidenced by the murderer of your sister, who had a record before he committed that dastardly deed, Marianne.
That's right. Escalating crimes throughout the entire course of his life, from one horrendous thing to the next, until he finally did the ultimate despicable act. So, yeah, you know, I don't know how you can look at it any other way. Registries are a form of protection. I do get a sense that one of the issues they will raise is, well, it's going to cost money. We're not going to be able to, you know, afford to do all this, you know, paperwork, this administrative work. Well, I've got a great idea. How about we fix the habeas problem? That whole debacle is wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in our state. Let's fix that. How about put some of that money into actually making something that can be effective and helpful and help with the security of the people of our state? You know, they had this, I thought of it this morning when I woke up at 2 a.m. It's sort of like crockpot governing in this state.
Yep.
So we have the habeas thing. They set it. They forget it. You know, they let it just kind of run on its own, and it's just totally run amok. And look at the mess that's created. We don't need that kind of government. We need, you know, accountability, and we need, you know, protection for everyone, not just the humanized approach for those who commit crimes. How about humanizing the approach to victims and their families, and to the rest of us who are not involved in those things, but potentially could be? It doesn't seem like it should be that difficult, but it definitely is a fight. I got that feeling.
Marianne, before we let you go, what were some of the reasons given not to pass this bill?
Well, as I say, one of the things I heard was that, you know, it's an expense and an administrative nightmare to do all of this. It will cost money. And the other argument was it's not effective. They say that it will only add to repeat offenders. You know, if they have to be held accountable, it puts them under the microscope. Lots of reasons that...
Say that again. Did I hear that right?
That's
I mean,
right.
They said what?
So, you know, it doesn't give them a chance to have a life. It doesn't give them a chance to find a good job. They've got this hanging over their heads. And
what about, you know, the person they killed?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right.
Just got to keep reminding them, I guess.
Yep. Well, Marianne, keep us posted on what happens. We're certainly going to follow the story. And again, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Take care. Bye.